Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I almost step on that every single time. Second week in a row, that's number one.
All right.
Congratulations to Olivia Rodrigo. I want to say Ariana Grande has the number two spot this week. So she's holding Ariana out of the top spot. I don't know how long that'll be number one for, but, you know, good for her. Way to come out of nowhere and take over. Just I think the stat was she's only the 48th person to have a single start at the number one position in the 50 years or more that they've been doing the Billboard Hot 100. So congratulations to her. Good morning, everybody. It's Tuesday. It is sunny outside. Do not be... You will not see this all day. You're going to like enjoy it while you have it. What did you say? Around noon, things are going to shift in?
Yeah, the clouds will roll in and we'll see regular rain for the late afternoon, evening hours. And then it's going to get really heavy and windy come 7 o'clock-ish in the North Bay. Maybe a little an hour or two later in the South Bay, but this atmospheric river they've been teasing us with is headed our way, and it's both good and bad. Plenty of people have been displaced from their homes in concern for mudslides, but yep. On the other hand, we really need water. We're in I don't know how many years of drought now, but we haven't had a good storm like this in a while, so.
Well, hopefully it just dumps so much snow that we don't have to worry about it this summer.
Yeah, 6 feet of snow. Nice? Let's root for 6 feet of snow.
Just keep it coming. Mm-hmm. Let's hope for skiing in July.
Be great.
It's so much snow. How can we ever? Yeah, it would be awesome. Let's see who my sponsor is. Your local Toyota dealer. Drive all the most trusted brand on the road in California, Toyota. Let's go places. Turns out some places are, in fact, open today. I mean, they're going to limit the number and you have to stay outside, but take your Toyota. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
And if you watch Johnny Mosley's commercials, looks like you can take that Toyota right on up to the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget your chains. You're going to need those.
His commercials are really good.
Yeah.
He's a handsome kid.
He really is handsome, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun, you know? Like, that's one thing I'll say for Johnny Mosley. That guy is, he just wants to have a good time. Like, he loves to sing. He's suggesting that tomorrow, since it's going to be, later today when he gets here, he's like, oh, it's so cold. Let's make hot toddies. I'm like, I don't know about the day drinking. Of course, Britton texted right back, you know, shot glass. I'm like, oh. I guess this is a.
Oh, you guys are part of his show. You got to participate. Come on.
Right. You know, just following the leaders here.
I have those at night sometimes.
Oh, a hot toddy?
Mm-hmm. When it's really cold out.
What's in a hot toddy?
Honey, cinnamon, whiskey, and hot water. And lemon.
And lemon. Oh, mm-hmm. Goodness.
Sounds like I would have liked hot toddies, although I would have left out the lemon.
Everything
and the water.
Whiskey.
And I'll take the whiskey room temperature.
Yeah, I don't
it'll
need
it. It'll be
heat.
Fine.
It's fine as it is.
I'm not even going to dirty a glass. Hand me the bottle.
Nope.
It's like a, I don't know, just it's really good before bed. Maybe you should have that before you go to bed instead of NyQuil.
Oh, no, NyQuil's working just fine.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Just a joke. I don't do that.
Oh, there's the winking, right.
What winking? I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
I do not know. Just look, Mondays and Sunday and Monday. That's all. And then I try to get off it.
Sunday and Monday? What's Monday for?
Because sometimes Monday's hard to sleep, too.
So tell the truth for once. Did you drink last night? Oh, NyQuil? A shot of NyQuil?
Hey, guys, did you know that today...
Oh, my God, you did.
Eddie Van Halen would have been 66 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let me have let a little of that wash over us. Very sad this year to have lost him. Here we go. What's he doing?
You know what's funny? As you say that, I read a lot of the guitar magazines, just, you know, when I have time. Yeah. And after his passing, they did a whole thing on Eddie Van Halen and what he meant to people who play guitar. And there are a ton of musicians, accomplished, excellent guitar players, who said that quote when they heard that song. And they all had the same experience. They sat down to try and figure it out and couldn't. They actually were like, I don't know how he's doing that.
Right.
I have to see
it. You had to see it done. He just, it's finger banging. He's banging on the fretboard with his finger. That's what
That's
he's doing.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
That guy.
I know. Mm-hmm. It's actually called hammer on, I think.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
like,
but
I like finger banging.
I do too.
Better,
I think, well, that's, it describes perfectly. He takes his finger and he bangs it on the fretboard.
Is it this finger? Yeah.
It's actually more than one finger.
At the same time, right?
Like he can play it all in all at the same multiple fingers. Uh-huh. And very intricate fingerings as well. I mean, it's not easy to do.
It's too advanced for me, believe me.
You know, he really had that, he had it down.
I don't have the independent movement thing down. They all go at once.
Right. Yeah.
You're getting multiple fingers, but all of them at once. Sorry about that.
Black.
It's all right.
So,
I'm sure that works for some songs.
Yeah, some songs that work, for other songs it doesn't work as well. Some songs are like, just one finger would be perfect. That's really all I really
bar
want.
Bar chord the whole thing.
Yeah,
doesn't
just
matter.
Bar, yep. Just put one finger across and then use your other, just strum it.
Anyway,
could we just go back to the regular way?
He's a good guitar player.
In the regular way.
People love him. What are we even talking about anymore?
Eddie Van Halen.
Eddie Van Halen, who would have been 66 years old today, 1955 to 2020. Incredibly sad to have lost him. He was truly an innovator, and it's funny that you mentioned people would hear it and go, "What? How in the hell is he doing that?" And, my husband is a guitar player. He's hugely influenced. He said that he never listened to music the same way after he heard that first Van Halen record. It changed everything about what he thought a guitar could do and what it could be to someone. And I'm sure that was the case for so many people. Mm-hmm. Another big influential band of that time, it was Kiss. And it's funny because the two worlds collide right here. I thought when you were saying you'd read some stuff, there's a thing that Gene Simmons is talking about. This is some Yahoo story. They say often that Gene Simmons discovered Van Halen, which isn't exactly how it went.
It's not how it went. Those guys were going to be huge.
They were going to be huge no matter
with
what.
With or without Gene Simmons.
But
apparently
he did.
Gene Simmons recorded their first, he helped them do their first recordings.
He did. In fact, he was telling this. So I'll send you this article, but, and I'm not going to read you the whole article because it is extensive. You know, it's him talking about just how the whole thing went down. And it's fascinating, actually. And I will say, Gene Simmons, actually kind of humble in this thing. He basically says that. I didn't make them. Come on. Their parents discovered them. Like, they were going to make it. He said, basically, that... let me see if I can find this. He says, in the 70s... I was invited to go to a place called the Starwood. So this is Gene Simmons talking about the first time he heard Van Halen. My date that night was a young lady named Bebe Buell, who would, I don't know if that's how you say her last name, who would go on to have a child with Steven Tyler. Liv Tyler is her daughter, so he's on a date with her. And I was upstairs in the a-hole section, the whole who do you think you are thing, looking down on everyone else. He says basically he started to hear the band going, and he's farther back in the balcony. He can't see the stage. He's in the VIP area, and he hears this music start. And he said he initially assumed that the flurry of stuff and classical melodies he was hearing, he thought there must be four guitar players on that stage. What in the F is going on? He says, I ran to the front of the fence on the top floor so I could see everybody underneath us. And there were only four guys on that stage. One guy, David Lee Roth, had his shirt off, defying gravity, jumping up and down. Alex Van Halen, giant drums, playing double kick. The bass player, Michael Anthony, had the highest voice I've ever heard. Real pure, like a banshee. And then there was Eddie, the guitar player. I didn't know their names or anything. He steps up and starts doing this stuff and tapping, which I'd never seen before. I'd never heard a guitar, certainly a rock guitar player, do that. And he was playing not only fast and furious, but sometimes in harmony on the tapping. I was just so astonished. I was waiting backstage by the third song. He was like, I got to go grab these guys. Mm-hmm. So basically, after their set, they come back there and there's Gene Simmons waiting for them. And he's grilling them about their future plans. And they're like, oh, yeah, we got a guy outside. He's a yogurt manufacturer. He's going to invest in the band. And he said, Gene Simmons goes, please don't do that. Please don't give away any percentages of any part of this band right now, because you're going to wind up regretting that the rest. You guys are going places. So he takes them all to New York and he puts them in at Electric Lady Studios, and they did a 24-track demo. And so, and it obviously, there's a lot more to this story. It's a very long story. I'll email it to you right now, Vinny.
One of my favorite parts of the old Kiss days is that they were still masked. So people weren't, not only did they not know what they looked like, they weren't supposed to know it. So Gene Simmons, not only was he in the B-hole section of the audience, but he also probably had giant sunglasses on because they weren't, they were trying not to know, let people know who they, what they looked like.
It's true. And it was weird because when they unmasked themselves after nine albums or whatever it was or more, we really hadn't ever seen them.
Right.
Like, oh,
but that's also because there was no internet. So they could,
I was going to say social media would have been the downfall of Kiss.
They would have never pulled it off that long.
Right.
In today's time.
So I just thought it was it's a good story, and it would have been Eddie Van Halen's 66th birthday today, and he was amazing. Rest in peace. So damn
and
sad.
And we got him.
Mm-hmm. Nice, Sarah.
Yeah.
Good job.
We didn't.
Sarah.
We didn't get him.
Oh, we did.
We didn't. Here's that Olivia Rodrigo story. Driver's license is number one on the Hot 100 for the second week in a row, and Ariana Grande's 34 plus 35, do that with new math, is up at number two. 30. Can I hear the 34 plus 35? Can I hear that?
Oh, give me a second.
Yeah, I just want to hear what Ariana is wishing was number one, because she would have been if it wasn't for Olivia Rodrigo. People love this tune.
I didn't make sure, because Ariana is kind of, she's a little bit more dirty. Nowadays, she's not necessarily
okay. Yeah. Well, just tell me no if you don't want to play it for me. Driver's License was released January 8th on Geffen Interscope, and it debuted number one on the January 23rd Hot 100, marking her first number one on the chart. And she's an actress for the Disney Channel actress Bizardvark and Disney's High School Musical: The Musical: The Series. So they say that the background that she had at Disney helped spark the high profile. And Driver's License had, looks like for this past week, she was still almost 60 million U.S. streams, which was down 22%. So it does add a second week at number one, though, on the all genres streaming songs. Hmm. Any luck on the Ariana Grande?
Yeah, actually, no one like this song. It's definitely got some F-bombs in there, so just, you know.
Okay.
I'm not ready yet.
Okay, then it's fine. You don't even have to. It's fine. This is just cute, and I love Billie Eilish, and so I'm going to do it. She doesn't know how much simple things cost. You know, she's been famous for a couple years now, and she's still just a kid. She's 19 years old. So I don't know how much shopping she did. But she, and she's got all the money in the world. Like, she can, if something costs $35, she can buy it, no problem. So she wants some Fruit Loops. How much does a box of Fruit Loops cost, Vinny?
Well, I'll just go with regular box. I'm going to say $4.95.
That would be about my guess, too. Maybe even like $5.79 if you buy the family size one or whatever. She did an interview with Vanity Fair, and she admitted to making a slight error while just trying to get some cereal. She said, it's a really weird position I'm in. I feel kind of stupid because I'm like, I don't know how much Fruit Loops are. I tried to order one box of Fruit Loops, and I was like, oh, it's $35. Wow, I didn't know it was that expensive. So I got 70 boxes. She got 70 of those mini boxes that came to her house. And it is, in fact, $35.70 on Amazon. So you can get your 70 boxes. Now she has all the Fruit Loops she could ever ask for.
Wow, that's...
I didn't realize that $35 was too much for one box of cereal.
Adorable.
I just thought, $35, okay, I've got that. Duh.
Well, good for her. She's growing up not having to budget anything. And that's what...
Isn't that the dream?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't have to worry about how much things cost. I want it. I got it. I bought it.
Successful artists that get paid should get what they want and not think twice about it.
You want it, you got it.
You got it.
Speaking of that, Ariana Grande, I have that song for you if you want to hear it. It's 34 plus 35. Here
it is.
This
is number 2 on the charts this week.
You know when she says love me to the daylight? Yeah. That's the part where the F-bomb is.
No. Until the daylight, huh?
Mm-hmm.
She wants it all night. What's 34-35 mean?
I don't know. What is the meaning behind that? Young Nicole,
the kids
do you know?
I heard it was a guy's measurement or something.
Centimeters?
What? 34 plus 35?
Like, that's...
His chaunch?
No,
we're
going
to need to
that.
Find this out. I'm not going anywhere until I find out what 34-35 means.
His measurements are 35?
Oh, I got it. Here it is. The real it's our favorite number. So if you add those together, what does that equal? Let's do some advanced math
that's
here.
Exactly right.
Duh.
Da-da, 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 da-da.
I thought it meant like... Never mind.
Yeah.
I don't know what
It has nothing to do with the chaunch.
You know what's so funny, you guys? Right as we're about to talk about the number that you're adding up to, my daughter walks in with a stuffed animal and is like, hi. I'm like, not now. Get out of here.
Definitely
this is a
not
bad
now.
Time for you to be.
Come back when we're talking about fingering guitar necks.
Yeah, no hellos for you today. Get out of here.
Go eat your Fruit Loops, kid.
Jesus.
All right. I am going to actually break on time right now. Vinny, what's coming up?
Nice.
Another person's been permanently banned from Twitter. I'll tell you about that and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.